Stumbled on your old sweater. Suddenly I'm taken back to when we were together. It's like you sensed I was finally moving on. Now you're dragging me back down. Out here in the open, searching for a meaning. I'm caught in every moment, though I know it's fleeting.
Welcome to another edition of Oh No Radio Show's Oh No Showcase. Tonight we have an extremely special treat for you. If you've never heard one of these before, guys, this is where the Oh No Radio Show takes a look at a local artist, musician, and we get inside their heads, we get to know a little bit about them, and we hear some fucking awesome music. So, as always, I'm your host, Owen. The captain of this shit ship. Along with me is my good friend, Zach.
What's going on, Owen?
Oh, nothing much. Chilling out on this fine evening. Zach's here. Say we got Tom. He's here. He's sitting in the closet once again. Ty's here as
Tom
well.
Tom in the closet. Hey,
and Jessica Polly, the musical maven of Orlando.
Hi. It freaks me out. Like, you just said fucking awesome. And I'm like, wait, you can cut.
You can do that.
Fuck yeah, we can cut.
I think you say that every show.
Yeah, she does.
I'm just not used to it. And like, I get all like, oh my God, we're on the radio. You can cuss.
If Jessica does sound familiar, by the way, that's probably because you have heard her on her show over at WPRK 91.5, Rollins Radio.
I'm not doing it this week.
Oh, you're not?
God, I hope not.
But we're still doing the Oh No Showcase, baby.
I'm not planning on being there.
But we are still doing the Oh No Showcase. And with us, we have, ladies and gentlemen, Lainey Jones in the studio.
Wow, what a welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Well, no, I was extremely pumped as soon as Jessica told me you were coming in because... Usually, I mean, and this is not a knock on anybody that we've had here before, but I haven't like necessarily heard of them. You know, they might be a more upcoming artist or what have you.
Wait, you've heard of me before?
I have actually heard of you.
No way.
Yeah. And as soon as I heard your name, you were coming in, I was extremely stoked. So Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll just hop right into it here. Are you a Florida native by definition, or do you consider yourself from here?
Totally. I'm totally. I mean, I was born in Maryland, and I moved there, though. I moved from Florida or to Florida when I was six, and I pretty much like grew up in the orange groves. You know, we pulled out actually the largest female alligator in the state of Florida.
Mount Dora, right?
In my backyard from Mount Dora, yeah. So she ate five of my goats. She was like 5'11", something like that. She could have been a model.
Damn. So. Did you name her?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't want to get too attached, you know.
It was like, you say we. Like, you physically helped do that?
No, but I do got a pretty fancy photo of me standing on an alligator.
Nice.
But you know what's wild about alligators, too, is that you can't actually kill them with a gun, I heard. That, like, I know I'm sounding so, like, rednecky right now. it's just like, you shoot them, and I guess you got to hit them in the brain. And that just paralyzes them. It doesn't actually kill them. Just like kind of like paralyzes them. And so at any moment if they just grazed it and stunned it, they could come up. You know.
So how do they
with
actually?
Vengeance.
Do they have to shoot it again to
machine
kill
gun.
It?
You gotta have a machine gun.
I don't really know. I mean, all
I
this
think
could
you
be.
You have to cut its head off and put a stake
exactly,
in its heart.
Exactly. It's kind of like a vampire, really. You know, all of this could be wrong. It happened when I was like 11 or 12 or something.
I believe it.
But I feel like it was right. I have a photo to prove it. So.
Well, and it's awesome too because not only are you a musician, but you, like you said, you grew up here. You grew up in the sticks. And that must have like rubbed off on your music, right? Like just the aesthetic of living out in the country, kind of living in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, totally. I mean, I got my banjo here with me.
As she sits holding a banjo.
I know, right?
I did like, though, the fact like, well, I didn't like this. I was reading up on you and, you know, doing my research before the show. And man, you are so accomplished for your age that it makes me feel like I've done nothing with my life.
I have that all the time with it. It's just, that's just the world, man. There's always someone younger.
Well, it's not my world. So I wish it was, but no, that's you seriously have. I mean, at what age were you accepted to Berklee College of Music?
Well, see, actually, I went to Rollins for international business. I didn't even get into music until I was in college. And so I think I went to Berklee when I was, I guess, maybe like 21 or 20 or something.
Oh, wow. So young, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out of high school or like 12 going there.
I guess. But you never really were into music before you were at Rollins?
It's kind of, well, I was really into music, like as far as like, I did musical theater and like I thought that was cool performing wise, but I really loved like I was totally like the iPod generation, like just give me all the music you can and like that. So I was listening to music constantly. I just had no idea you could do it as a profession.
Is it okay we say your age? Is that
Oh, yeah, I just turned 25 in October.
25.
I know. Wow. The quarter life crisis year.
Yeah, and you've also done more than a lot of people will do in their entire lives. So I think you're going to be just fine.
Thanks, man.
No, I mean, just some of your, you know, like accomplishments, like just reading, like, I know you've performed with Alison Krauss, or
I performed at her. Really.
At her,
yeah. She just sat there and listened to me, but she was really kind to me. Well, so
that was on a PBS series.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was part of that first semester at Berklee. They were just like, "Oh, like you're cool, and like you play banjo." And there happened to this thing that, you know, has happened at the Kennedy Center, put on by Renee Fleming, who like she's a big like opera star, and yeah, she was putting on this American Voices thing, and Alison Krauss was a country, you know, voice session thing, and I got to sing for her and play, and she was cool, she was nice. So
she's clawhammer too, right?
She's a fiddle player.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought she played.
I'm sure she plays clawhammer too. But I just, you know.
But yeah, fair she's enough. Known as
the fiddle queen.
You also won the John Lennon songwriting contest?
Yeah, for that last song. Song that we still were just want playing. Yeah, it's so funny. I actually made that in class at school. And one of the gals, she was like really super into it, you know, because we got really great feedback from our teacher and her professor. And so she was just like, oh, we should enter it. And we're like, okay, sure, you can do what you want, you know. And ended up getting like top prize in the electronic category.
That's
so
amazing.
So funny that I play banjo, and that's like one of my highest prizes, there, you know, for electronic music.
Yeah, that one's really different, but it's very cool.
It's very cool. That's why I decided to kind of open with it. I mean, it's just got a different vibe, so I thought it would be just kind of interesting because obviously, you're sitting here with your banjo now. We're not necessarily going to hear any of that later, but
you never know, man. I'll bust out my computer.
Maybe we'll throw down some beats. We'll get you going.
We got Pro Tools in here.
Man.
So let's back up a little bit. You're in college. You've done some musical theater. What made you stumble upon picking up the banjo? Did you play banjo prior to that? Or?
No, I really stumbled upon songwriting just out of pure boredom. You know, that kind of how it got started. I was just like, man, I can't.
You were too young to drink.
I was too young to drink. You know, I'd get denied at the clubs. You know, I wasn't 18 yet. And so I was just like, man, life sucks. What am I going to do with myself? I'll just write all my feelings down and cry about it. But anyway, so then, you know, I borrowed a friend's banjo like a year later. And that's how I got. I was like, wow, I love this. And I wrote a song on it that night. And it just became my kindred spirit, like my instrument spirit.
I know you play ukulele as well.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar a little bit, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
if you can play.
For sure.
But banjo's the primary instrument.
Yeah, for sure. That. Yeah, absolutely.
Can we talk about, we briefly touched on it before we went on
there.
And this is something that I don't think a lot of people know, and I don't even know if I could fully explain it to somebody. Okay, so there are different styles of banjo playing.
Totally, yeah.
And yes. I have heard what style you play, but I could never tell anybody what differentiates like normal banjo playing from clawhammer style banjo playing. What does that mean?
Yeah. So there's the most of the type of playing that most people associate, you know, banjo music and bluegrass music really is called Scruggs style. And I'm really terrible at it, is why I don't play. But it's like that sort of like ring ding ding, you know, it's like a rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a rolling constant thing.
It's probably
thing.
What most people think of when they think of banjo.
Oh,
really, right?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things you just have to, it's like this mental feat you have to get over, just constantly moving your fingers. And, you know, as a singer, it's kind of hard to do, you know?
Right.
To, like,
messes with your timing, I would imagine.
It's just, it's a total, like, mind fuck. I guess I can say that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely can.
Wow. Isn't that fun? Cool. Watch out, Mom. Cover your ears.
Get them all out while you can.
So, yeah, with the style I play, I really love playing. And I actually learned from a local guy up in Denali, Florida called Mark Johnson. And he has a style. It's called clawgrass. I play a mix of, like, it's clawhammer, and then I just kind of do my own thing on it. So, like, kind of give, like, a vibe.
So it's more picking, but
it's more of a strum, though.
Yeah,
it's almost like strumming it like you're playing a guitar with a little bit of picking, like, mixed in.
Yeah, well, so, like, normally, like, a real claw hammer, like, there's, like, old times, which is, like, the bum ditty. Yeah, this is going to real technical
the
stuff,
ditty,
but
yeah.
The bum ditty, yeah, boom.
Yep.
So that's, like, you know, the normal sort of style. Yeah. So, yeah, it just kind of, like,
I've always heard that claw hammer banjo is very difficult.
You know, I've heard that too, and it's just, you know, once you spend a week learning the bum ditty, you know, everything else comes pretty fast after that, so.
Well, and then I'm imagining you just put your own spin on it, you kind
yeah,
of just take
exactly.
your own influence.
Yeah,
Speaking of influence, I mean, what are the musicians that really got you to pick up your style? Or?
Oh, man, you know what, I was just, because on the way over here, I think I learned how to yodel.
Yeah,
yeah, really. I don't see if I can do it later, but yeah, I was listening to some actually Hank Williams on the way over here. And
yeah.
Yodle, yodle, yodle.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty good. Like, I got
that's
it.
Pretty good. Have you never done that?
I just discovered it in the car tonight on the way over here. It's like meant to be.
I love
it. Oh, you're gonna need to do some yodeling on stage this weekend.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
Oh, man.
Yodel solo.
Man, I just become a master yodeler all of a sudden.
Hey, there's money in it.
Overnight.
There's definitely money in yodeling from what I've heard.
Is
oh, there's so much money.
Really?
Especially
it's all
October.
That's on the radio.
You make
days.
All of it in October.
Oh, man. I'll just get, like, the little clogs on and braid my hair.
You can do it. Seriously, like, what sort of musical influences inspired you to pick up banjo or just what would you even call your style of music?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I combine, like, elements of, like, you know, indie rock and, you know, obviously the folk element with the acoustic instruments. And I still, like, have some, like, soul stuff that I really
too.
There's
a very strong pop sensibility still
absolutely.
At the too,
yeah,
you know?
So I think all those things, combined, I think what made me think the banjo is super cool is, you know, bands like, you know, even the Black Keys had banjo one of their songs. I think it was off, like, the Brothers album or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, like, this sounds super cool. It's like, what's that instrument that kind of gives this weird quirk? That I really dig. Also, too, there's this one gal named Gillian Welch who's really big on the you know, folk Americana scene, and she plays clawhammer on just, like, a few songs. But the few songs that I heard are with it on it, I was just like, holy man, this is for me. That kind of flair just has, like, really tasty. So
I like your choice of words there. All right, then. So let's take a little journey through. You know, going then through college, was it your idea to submit to Berklee, or was it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, truthfully, I'd only been, like, writing for, like, a couple months or something like that. And, you know, I took, you know, vocal lessons at Rollins, and one of the piano teachers, who was, like, accompanist for the program, she was like, oh, you should transfer to Berklee, like, because I was, you know, all about writing my own songs. And I was like, Berklee, what is that, you know? And so I just kind of looked more into it, and it had always been sort of weighing on my mind. And I studied Chinese at Rollins, and I was living over in China.
What? hang on here.
Okay, well, no, just, yeah, just, you know.
It was like an over, like a study abroad.
Because yes, you went there for international business.
Exactly.
So you would need to learn a language and go overseas.
Yeah, and China was, Chinese. yeah, Mandarin was my language that I chose. And so, you know, while I was over there, that was kind of the realization that, man, I didn't have any access to instruments or, you know, I would listen to music, but I didn't get to, like, make anything because I was always around people. And so that was the moment that, like, man, I don't want to not be without this. I'm going to really try to go to this Berklee school or whatever it's called. And
Right.
And so, yeah, I just kind of, like, when I came back, I wrote a full album's worth of music and, you know, submitted it to them. And they gave me a songwriting scholarship. And I got accepted, you know, too. So that was, like, it's double amazing. Whammy
Glorious.
Of awesomeness. Yeah.
Glorious.
I read a little bit about you meeting up there with, what is it? Is it Cara? I know.
Cara DiGuardi.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, that was the pop, the Still Want You to Be Mine. It was
right,
that class. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So that's kind of where that came from.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd never written a pop song before.
She was on a show, right?
Class. She was on, yeah, I think American Idol. She was like a judge for that.
Years. I gotcha.
Yeah, she was super cool and just really, really, I don't know, just the whole experience of like writing with other, you know, producers and other like pop writers who are really into that. I mean, that's actually what I do. So funny that I took that class because that's like all what I do now for, I do licensing, like writing for like commercials and you write songs, you write pop songs, but the idea is that these will be used for like promo, like ABC or something like that. And so I do that actually in Nashville quite a bit. And that's really only the place I make money. Like doing the whole, like, you know, musician thing is, I love doing it. And I do make money from it, but
yeah.
You know, my bread and butter
is that,
absolutely.
Which I bet a lot of people, you know, fellow musicians would actually wish they had that side of it because they're out there slaving away. And I know you tour as well, but they're making most of their money just touring, you know, most of the months of the year just to survive, right? And I'm getting the sense that you don't have to do as much of that.
No, I toured over 150 dates this year.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, kidding. Road dog.
No shit. I did not. My apologies.
Oh, no worries, man. Yeah, no. It's like,
you just seem so well rested.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you. I feel I'm not very well rested. Well, that's great.
But no, you're licensing.
I had a week off, so.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And Florida is still home. Is Orlando home or Mount Dora home?
Yeah. Orlando's still home for the present moment, but I'll probably.
Where do you want
to
go?
Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville.
It's a cool place. I know a lot of people there, and as I said, that's the only place where I'm really making money. You know, I keep saying that. I'm like doubting myself. No, I am making money, but it's just, you know, that's the place where it's like, oh, it makes the most sense to be for me.
Well, not only that, like, it's just harder to tour from here.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's just flat out, like, as many people as move here or are here and start performing more and just talk about how much they love Orlando, most leave because it's 7 hours into Florida, 7-8 hours to get from the panhandle you know, so it's really difficult to be able to tour regularly. And if you're based out of Nashville, you can do weekend tours or week tours up the East Coast or,
totally,
you know, to the Midwest and come back. You don't have to make it as big of a thing because you've got this like monster drive in and out.
But, you know, the cool thing about, at least like from like here, like a lot of bands have a hard time getting into Florida. Like I have so many friends too that are in other bands that are like, oh man, I'd like to tour Florida, but they don't understand like the logistics of getting here. And two, it's like, oh, you go there, you know, like no one's gonna come out, you know, usually,
right,
if they've never seen you or heard of you before. And so it's a great place to be from because at least, you know, people might have heard
exactly
of you, you know?
Hey, I was one, you know.
Yeah.
You also, though, you've had some stuff, like you talk about the licensing thing.
Yeah.
You had some stuff in Disney movies or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got for a TV trailer for
awesome?
A Pixar thing. Yeah. So
What was the trailer?
It was for The Good Dinosaur. It happened last November around Thanksgiving time. Yeah, so it's great, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Do you get residuals from that type of thing?
No, it's usually, like, it's like, oh, like, they have so, the wild thing is, they have so many, like, spots. Like, I was one of them, but they probably had, I think, maybe, like, 20, 30 or more of like different songs used on it, and I don't know how they're just throwing money away, but I'll gladly take it if they're, you know, doing it. But
you think they're just doing it to throw as much stuff out there and just kind of see what sticks with people and like what sort of resonates?
Yeah, like, and I think too, you know, like, oh, like each artist too, if it's like a smaller artist, you know, they're gonna promote their songs in this, you know, it's good promotion for them too, in that way as well. You know, like, oh, like, as I said, I'm everywhere I go, like, oh, you see, you got this. And then I was like, yeah, The Good Dinosaur. And then, oh, I want to see that movie because I heard her song was in it. And like, no, it's not in it, but you can go watch it. Yeah,
you can go watch the trailer. So yeah. That's cool. We're about ready for a song. I know I am. You said you were going to play some. We got to move a mic here and kind of get set up here.
Yeah.
But
sure.
You just stay where you are.
Do you guys actually, do you want to hear that song that was in the trailer?
I would love to hear that song that was in the trailer. But you also said you're going to be playing some new stuff for us tonight, which we greatly appreciate.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Ty's going to get a mic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right, I think that's tuned enough. So, yeah, actually, this song that I played, I put it on... on Spotify, it's actually like my number one song on Spotify because it just sounds, you know, nice. And it's so happy is a thing. It's so happy. So I think people like to be happy for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm one of those guys. I kind of like it.
Yeah. This song is called Run Wild.
All right. Take it away.
Like, all right. Let's see how it goes.
You're ready.
All right. There's a light at the end of the darkness. The last step is always the hardest. But we fight it and we push it against it. All that's caving in. It's not pride that makes you the strongest. Run wild. Tiger, whoa, whoa. An ember that grows to a fire, whoa, whoa. But we're climbing to the greatest heights in the world. Can't stop us now. They try to bring us down, but we just burn brighter. Run wild.
And you're right. That is a nice, happy song.
It's very, very nice. Very happy.
I feel happy.
I'm way happier now than when, you know, we started this show.
I've never seen Owen happy, so I know. That's a
good job on
it's
that.
It's pretty rare.
Go us. We got this, guys. Radiate positivity.
Now we get into the portion of the show where we get a little bit into what I like to see is... is Wikipedia correct or not?
Oh, man.
And
I
wikied her. Oh. And one of the things, I'm sensing that part of this might be true already because you talked about kind of growing up in the middle of nowhere. It says that you grew up on a farm with kangaroos and wallabies in Florida.
Yes.
How true is Wikipedia?
It is true.
It is true. That you, that isn't that nuts? Okay, so why, first off, why are there wallabies in kangaroos in Florida? And why did your parents have them?
I mean, my parents, I think, are just probably a little kooky, hence
okay.
maybe why I am the way I am. I am the way I am.
So completely normal to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, anyways, so, yeah, my parents, you know, they're from, you know, we're up in Maryland, and they saw this thing, this book called Animal Finder. Hey, there's some wallabies in Connecticut. You want to go pick them up, you know, like for pets? And hey, why not, honey? You know, and so they just started out with those, and then they kept getting more and more, and they really liked them. And when we moved down to Florida, my dad rented a conversion van and took out all the seats and put the kangaroos in the back and just made multiple trips back and forth. Wow. You know, so the roo shuttle.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought there was some like illegal like kangaroo meat trade.
That going on.
Nothing like that.
You haven't heard of Moogaroo?
Making some good jerky.
Oh man, yeah. My dad's always joking about that. We never did that.
That's what they are at the theme parks when you go and you get those turkey legs. It's really fucking kangaroo.
They're pretty mean.
I've heard emu. I don't think you don't know what you're talking about.
How long do kangaroos live for?
Ooh, I mean, I think probably like 20 to 30.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
so they're
more.
They're hanging in there. That's a decent.
Yeah. Do they like it in Florida?
Did they like it in Florida? Yeah, I mean, I think like they're pretty down with it. I mean, they're from Australia, so that's pretty.
Besides the 5'11" alligator.
Yeah, I mean, you know, truthfully, the reason why you know my parents stopped raising them was because of all like the hurricanes that were happening in the 2000s or whatever. I don't remember years.
2004, 2005.
Yeah. Charlie was like the last really. Big
yeah,
one.
I think that sounds about right. Yeah. So
wow. What else did they have then? You grew up with what? You said goats already. But...
Yeah, goats. You know, we had horses, miniature donkeys. They had these, like, this was the, like, weird. They had some fennec foxes, which are, like, the desert fox, and coata mundays, which are, like, it looked like between, like, an anteater and a raccoon. They're kind of based, I think, out of, like, Costa Rica area, like South America.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like a refuge for animals, almost.
Yeah, almost. You know, they did it mostly, you know, for fun and, you know, for pets and like, oh, this is crazy. But, you know, a lot of times, too, you know, we sold to zoos and things like that or got, you know, some from zoos. What were they going to do with, you know,
right,
sort of
right,
thing.
Right.
So we'll take them. Sure.
And your parents, were they ever musically inclined or?
My dad has a really nice speaking voice. So, yeah. But I know they're pretty noisy people, but not too musically.
What do you mean they're noisy people?
Oh, no, they're just, you know, always.
Boisterous?
Always, yeah, boisterous. Yeah, for all sure. Right. Yeah. You know, they're pretty outgoing. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, then. I did want to actually say that she has over 1 million plays on Spotify.
That's amazing.
Which,
congratulations.
That is something.
Crazy accolade.
That is something, though. Do you enjoy the Spotify thing? Do you get a check from that?
I know I'm supposed to be getting a check from it. I'm still waiting on it, though. So.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't,
so you haven't seen a dime?
I haven't seen it.
Get on that.
It's, you know, from another person who's like, who like released it on my behalf sort of thing. So I'm still waiting on all that stuff, but it is a really cool thing. Yeah, Spotify, you know, I think once you start getting those sort of numbers, and it's really the playlist, so like that's the song that I just played, you know, it's so happy go lucky, you know, it's on like a happy folk playlist, and it's also on like run wild and free, you know,
that's
like
great.
Running, you know, thing, and so like there's like a whole bunch, like, you know, over 300,000 people or something subscribe to it, so, you know, so that's, you know, gets racks up the plays for sure. Which is great.
Do you find that it helps bring people out to shows and get your just the exposure? Do you think it works in that way? Or?
I don't really think so. I mean, I think, you know, there's an audience that lives online listening to stuff, and then there's an audience who's actively like
going out to shows
and like realize that's a thing. I think most people consume music. I know I was that way for, you know, pretty much all my life until I started playing music, that I love listening to music, but like you don't
they're
think
more
about,
passive in
yeah, you just don't think about going out to shows or like seeing people. Do you know what I mean?
Right
yeah, which is a whole nother experience, and it's actually really cool to see, you know, kind of see who sucks live and who like like actually like
yeah,
can
absolutely.
Like rock it and take it, like take something and make something of your soul. You
know? I love the ones where you hear something.
Yeah.
I love it when and we've had this happen here before where I've heard someone's recorded stuff and then seen them live and it's just like, holy shit, you're way better actually in person than, you know, than the record or just, you know?
I mean, recording's an art, man. I'm just, it's like,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's hard to like figure out too. And it's like money too. That's a big feat, like how to do that right. And
so this, you've just released an album not too long ago, right?
I did. Yeah. It was just, you know, self-funded, you know, made it at a local North Ave Studios down in DeLand. And,
okay. Yeah. I know some people over there. But this is, isn't this like your third?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I haven't been doing music super long, so I wouldn't say, like, I put stuff out in the world, but it's not, like, something, like, I mean, they're great songs, and I know people, like them and stuff, but I'm still, like, figuring out, you know, how to do this recording thing and, you know, like, make music that I feel like, oh, like, this sounds like me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're most...
Not downgraded or anything.
No, not at all, but you can certainly definitely see, I listen to, you know, some of your older stuff and then some of your newer stuff, the production and your growth as a musician is definitely, like, shaping, you know, it's audible. You can hear it a mile away, just like the, like I said, like the growth of an artist. And I always love that, hearing somebody, when you discover somebody, hearing the older stuff and just... following the, you know, following someone's career. And
like
the path they take.
So what Owen is saying is next album you can record in our studio.
We've got all the good gear.
We've got all the good gear.
Yeah, we just laid down one track earlier, so we're already one in the bag.
One in the bag. One's done. What's your favorite venue to play when you're in Orlando?
Oh, I definitely like Will's Pub. I love Will's. Like,
you gotta love Will's.
Makes me so happy.
It's such a good, and you will be there, and you will be there on Sunday.
I will for Southern Fried Sundays.
If you don't know about Southern Fried Sundays, it's an awesome event. There's usually, there's always food there, right?
There's always food. This time, actually, we've got a new guy doing food for the first time.
Ooh.
Fancy. He's a caterer that got his start making sauces and rubs. He's got like it's Dirt Reynolds Barbecue.
I love it already.
Yeah. Sounds legit.
Does he have a mustache?
And their slogan is "Put some Southern in your mouth."
I got it.
I know.
Okay.
But I've had the food before at a couple of events at Will's, and it's really good. But he tends like he gets a little bit spicier with some of the things that he does.
All
so
right.
I'm like, okay, like on this one, let's let it be optional. But he's got like his regular low octane sauce, and then he's got like high octane sauce, and he's gonna be some of the Southern Fried Sundays that are bigger events, he'll be coming out to and doing like his full menu where he has like beef brisket and chicken and but this one he's gonna introduce like doing more of like the traditional menu where he's gonna do barbecue pork and a few sides like baked mac and cheese. I think he's doing
great.
We got some good
cheese
food.
Yeah, we got some good ass food.
He's doing
coming.
Like a barbecue. I've never seen anybody do this barbecue black beans. Ooh. So they're black beans, but they taste like barbecue beans. They're
that's
really
cool.
good.
Very, very good.
And, and besides the food, what else do we have going on during this event?
I know.
Well, Southern Fried Sunday is always like a Southern music and food showcase. So there's multiple acts playing. A couple that are more from the road, such as Lainey. I mean, she's local because this is where she's from, but you're on the road a lot now, so I kind of consider you like one of the road acts, you know, one of
the acts
that are coming
so
on tour. And then some locals, Sideshow Revival. They are kind of like, I've not seen them yet, but I've heard of them and I know a lot of the people that are in them. They're kind of like a mashup of a bunch of different other bands, like the drummer from Junkie Rush.
Okay.
And Dave Wade, who used to play bass with Milka, and like three or four other guys. They're in this 5-piece kind of collective, and it's like this like country rock music.
Oh, cool.
They're playing, they're going to close the night out, Slim Walker and his orchestra. Which is Jordan and Cole Schneider with Jacob and Simon Palumbi from the Woolly Bushmen.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's this is their
that
like,
already sounds like
this
fun.
Is their like country soul project. Neat. They're opening.
Sweet.
And then Keel Grove, who is a solo like picker and a solo musician, he's right, on right. tour. This is his Orlando stop.
Nice.
He's
going
to do a solo set. And then Lainey Jones, and then Him for Her.
Very cool. So you're
and
on
Him for Her.
What time do you think she'll be on? Just so if anybody wants to make sure they can be there for Lainey.
I think it's going to end up being like 8:30.
All right. Yeah,
and
the event, right the after, event starts at what? Right like after, the event starts early is what I'm trying to say. It starts
doors
at like
5:30. Music's at 6. Dinner's at 6:30. Him for Her going to play right before Lainey, and then Lainey, and then Sideshow Revival is going to close it out.
Beautiful.
And Him for Her, incidentally, are the band that I went on tour with.
Yep.
And I toured like
you
I
mentioned
toured
them before, yeah,
and did like 2.5 months on the road with them.
I take it it's
so,
a guy and a girl.
It's yeah, it's a couple.
They're cool as hell. Like she plays this awesome cigar box, like
yeah. And hopefully they're gonna
is
bring
it a bass
Diver.
Or a guitar.
It plays. It takes the place of a bass in the
and,
band.
But
it has low and high
and
notes,
high frequencies. Yeah,
so it covers both, but. Like
a lot of like slide, like really dirty,
nasty. He's
like,
playing. Wayne is playing. Usually, he'll do some of the cigar box guitar, but normally Wayne is playing the banjo and the acoustic guitar, and Lucy is playing the cigar box guitar. And the way they distort it, it comes out really gritty. But when you look at like song structure, it really does more often take the place of a bass. And then Wayne usually, but they switch. Sometimes, like, he'll be the one standing and Lucy will be the one behind the kit, but it's like a one-man band setup. So whoever's behind the kit is playing more like a one-man band style. And they're just super entertaining, and I hope they bring Diver, because that's a little girl that I was a nanny to, and she's amazing. Aww. And
you're
I haven't seen
nanny.
Her in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I was their nanny. I went on tour to take care of
the nanny.
The nanny daddy.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Southern Bright Sunday, this Sunday at Will's Pub, it's $10 at the door, is that right? Or is it $10 in advance? Or how's that? Is that
it's both.
It's $10.
It's $10.
Go. It's best.
Sounds like a great event.
And then food's like what, like another $5-6 or something?
Yeah, it's $4 for a big plate. This is actually the first time that we're doing that. Because I normally cook.
Yeah, it's usually your.
I'm normally booking the bands and putting the show, organizing the show, and promoting the show and cooking all the food. Except I usually have like a friend. Michael Williams has been doing it, but I normally have like a friend do the pork, and I cook all the sides. And honestly, like I want to go to Anna Maceras this weekend.
Oh, that's just so.
I wanted. It's a lot of work, and there's no way that I could have gone out of town this weekend to. The awesome rock and roll people's party that Lainey is playing at tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I'll
that's
be
tomorrow.
There with you.
Yeah, we're all planning on going camping. There's a ton of bands out in the woods, and there was no way.
Sertoma
that
Youth
I could,
Ranch
yeah.
in Brooksville, Florida.
There's no way that I could go out there and have a fun time and cook food for everybody.
No.
So I was like, you know what? I need to bring in a barbecue guy, and hey, if he needs to get paid a little bit to do it, then fine. Yeah, man, a meal like that for $4.
Yeah exactly.
And
so go
show,
get a great go basically go
like
get a
that.
Great meal in an awesome venue and see some kick-ass musicians. You know, like what a way to spend a Sunday. That being said, could we get another song, my dear?
Oh yeah, sure.
I would Serenade love to us. Hear you again.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let's see if this is in tune. Okay, yeah, so we're talking about new songs. I probably will play the song this weekend, but I'll play with a band, obviously.
Full band.
Here's a new song that I think sounds kind of cool. Still solo. It's called, I don't know what it's called. I forgot. Oh, well, doesn't really matter. It's not out yet, so. Oh, I need somebody, oh, I need somebody to heal me. Oh, not too, I hurt somebody. Do you know how sorry I'm feeling? Oh, not lost in the dark for so long. Don't wanna go back on my back when I was lonely and love was just a phony notion to make me cry. Or the world was set in motion, but I was standing frozen, waiting on a passing night. Oh, now nothing is ever so rough to make me say that I've had enough. No matter what, I'm never, ever, ever gonna give you up, 'cause you're still my love, oh, you're still my love, yeah. Never, ever, ever gonna give you up, 'cause you're still my love, oh, you're still my love, yeah, yeah. I'm facing the words I can't erase are haunting me, and I'm trying to explain, but if it's all in vain, tell me honestly. Oh, together holding your hand, how I long to go back or not back to your smile, for I went and defiled it. I hate that I threw it away. Oh, so I swallowed my pride, babe. I'm not satisfied with the way I was yesterday. Forever I'm gonna be begging for your sympathy. Honey, please believe I'm never, ever, ever gonna give you up, 'cause you're still my love, boy, you're still my love. Never, ever, ever gonna give you up, 'cause you're still my love, boy, you're still my love. And I'm never, ever, ever, 'cause you're still my love, boy, you're still my love. And I'm never, ever, ever gonna give you up, 'cause you're still my love, boy, you're still my love.
Pipes, man.
Absolutely
that's
crazy. Digging it.
Wow,
that's a great new song. You don't know fantastic. What that one's called yet?
It's still my love.
All right,
yeah, we'll roll with that one.
Roll with that. So, working title.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow,
it's really cool because it's like that's like a soul song.
Yeah, there's a little
it's
bit of soul, soul in there.
It's a soul song on a banjo.
You're doing
that's
it
awesome.
On a banjo.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like everything about it, like a lot of the changes and just like. The harmonies and everything, it reminds me of like a pop soul song.
I've been listening to a lot of Al Green lately.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
My happy guy right there, happy place.
Nothing wrong with
it's
that
really,
at all.
He would
really
be proud.
Cool, like a mix of genres there. It's really cool. I loved it.
Thank
you.
I love it too. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just said love it. Just
yeah.
Stuff.
No,
wow.
I'm really curious because you talked about going to China and learning Mandarin.
Mm.
Have you ever thought of doing a song in Mandarin?
Oh, you know, I have, but you know, the whole thing is kind of based on tones. I remember trying to like come up with something from like my Chinese teacher.
Do it.
I think the words don't make sense because you have to do the tones and then the tones sound so funny. Trying to like sing an actual song.
You should. Can you say? Can you say?
Belt out some Mandarin.
This is Lainey Jones. Please listen to the Ono Radio Show in Chinese or Mandarin. Could you do that?
Okay. Yeah. Oh man, I haven't done this in a long.
Yeah.
So watch out, Lainey Jones. I forgot how to even how to say please. Like
you got this.
Oh, I'm gonna do this all wrong, and then
still gonna cut it out and use it.
We're still gonna cut it out and send it everywhere in China.
That's thank you. I don't even know how to say please. Oh my gosh, my Chinese teacher's gonna kill me.
But it's like anything though. Yeah. If you don't use a language,
exactly.
you lose
it. I forgot. I know how to sing head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Do it.
To shenbang xi ge jiao xi ge jiao. To shenbang xi ge jiao xi ge jiao.
Yanzing Arzwa Biza Shweba. Toshing Wang Shiga Jiao Shiga
Jiao. Our Mandarin audience is so happy.
So happy right now. How was your experience over there, though, with the people and just with the country?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah? It was really cool. I mean, not gonna lie, it's pretty dirty over there, you know. I mean, I was in a big city, so I was in Shanghai, so like it was just kind of funny, like this, like little things where you'd see, like, you know, laundry hanging on like a tree, you know, just like a tree that you would see, you know, like where people drying their clothes, just like. That's kind of odd. Like, you wouldn't see that.
Yeah, but that's
that.
Owen's front yard.
That's like my front yard.
Pretty much, exactly.
That's
exactly.
A Saturday
It's
here.
Just kind of like, oh, that's a little odd. Or too, like, there's these things called split pants where, like, little kids who, instead of using diapers, they just go.
Are they like the hospital pant, like the hospital, traditional hospital gown where it's got the butt? Like flap,
kind of, yeah. It looks like pants. Looks like pants that have just like busted out in the inner seams.
So let me ask you this:
and they kind of just let them shit.
But I mean, I hate saying like, oh, I don't want to like give like a bad diss, you know, to like people. Just like the one thing that was just like, oh, that's a little weird too, because you know you come across. So some stuff. I just remember in the airport, I saw a little kid pee on like on the floor in the airport, and then I just saw a guy come with a mop, just mopping it up.
They're used to it. Yeah.
A lot of people over there ride motorcycles and mopeds, right?
Yeah.
Did you see a lot of parents with their baby child on the motorcycle or moped with them in the seats?
On the handlebars?
I don't remember.
That's disappointing. I saw a lot of that in Thailand.
I was, you know, so out of it on that trip, you know, because I was 20 over there and the illegal age for drinking.
That's true.
So I was at a great time.
What is their legal age?
I think it's maybe like 18.
Okay.
But I don't think they really care. And then, you know, truthfully, they can't really tell. You know, English, like American, or because you know, such a homogenized
culture. That's true too.
They can't tell our ages, anyways. I remember one person thought, you know, I was 20 over there, I think, and then somebody thought I was like 14 or something at one point.
Oh, wow.
I was I kind of look young, but
I never
that young.
Thought about that at all, though, because even like the other way around, us with like, could you tell like a Chinese person?
Exactly. Not really.
You wouldn't be able to, like, if you were working at a 7-Eleven or trying to buy beer, you wouldn't have a clue how old they are, really. No. You know, like it's. That's really interesting.
Yep.
Us wide eyes, we all look the same, apparently. Do you want to do one more song, and then we'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening without bothering you?
Oh, no. This was great. I mean, any excuse to get out of the house, really.
You know? Oh, well, you're welcome back here anytime. That's for damn sure. Here, I'll grab a beer while you're sitting up here. Yeah, grab me a beer there, would you? There we go.
Okay, yeah, cool. I don't play solo very often, so it's so weird to, like, do... I mean, I guess I do in my bedroom, but, you know...
Well, this is just like that. Just pretend it's just
when
like
I asked
that.
You about being here, I was like, well, I don't know if she'll say yes because it's going to be solo. And honestly, like, I've not really...
I'm a free bird, girl. Yeah, I can do whatever.
I've not necessarily, like, seen you do a lot of solo work.
You know what? I'm not supposed to be advertising this too much from my booking agent standpoint. But I'm actually next week and I'm playing the Folkia event. But I'm going to be playing at Little Indies afterwards solo. So.
Awesome!
Yeah.
That event is really cool. If you... Want any more information on that? It's like my dream lineup.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, of people that I could have booked all on the same bill as far as like Orlando, Central Florida-based talent.
And when is this?
It's the Saturday after...
Thanksgiving.
Saturday after Thanksgiving. And there's acts playing inside Little Indies, solo acts, and then full bands inside Will's, and it's called Folk Yeah Fest.
Hell yeah.
There's two opportunities this weekend where you're going to be playing full band. Yep. And tomorrow is at the Rock and Roll People's Party. And that is a camp out. I don't want to call it a festival because it's not like, I think a lot of times when you hear the word festival now, you think like some big festival. This is like probably like 800 people.
It's a mini festival.
It's like a mini fest.
It's a homecoming, you know?
Yeah, it feels like going home when you go there because it's a party. This is the 27th. There were two last year, so it's the 26th year, but the 27th party.
That's cool. And, like tradition.
Yeah, and a lot of the same bands play it year after year, and it's music like all in the afternoon time tomorrow, all night tomorrow night, all day and night, Saturday night, and then I think they end at like around 1 or 2 in the morning.
That's awesome.
And then like until about 2 o'clock on Sunday, and all the bands are like from Central Florida, a ton of them from Orlando. It's Chris Bell, the harmonica player from Thomas Wynn and the Believers. He's been putting this event, festival, camp out, party on. And honestly, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this. The whole reason that this party started was because Chris and a bunch of his friends had a sheet of acid. And they nice. Wanted somewhere to go eat all of this acid.
And knew it.
And they like 26 years ago, all these guys were much younger guys. And they had, there was a bunch of them and they had all this acid. And they're like, we need to go somewhere where nobody's going to mess with us. And like, we can invite a few bands to play and we can camp out for the weekend.
Sounds
and
awesome.
Just get trashed and like be away, not have to drive and not like put anyone in danger or whatever. So, you
I
know,
had this
they
conversation yesterday.
they went out in Groveland where the original location of the party was and has been in recent years. And now it's back at Sertuma Youth Ranch. They went out in the orange groves in Groveland and like had just a weekend party with, with bands. And over the years, it's built up. And now there's like 30 bands playing this weekend.
And this is in Brooksville?
It's in Brooksville. It's at this place called the Sertuma Youth Ranch, which is this beautiful... It sounds so weird. I don't know why it's called that.
I think like Sertuma euthanized, you know, ranch.
Yeah, right?
But it's like these rolling hills that come in into like this little like valley kind of area. It's all wooded.
It's beautiful.
But they've got like all different campsites. Every campsite has like water and power. It's like a covered pavilion, indoor bathrooms, hot showers. It's like... It's not roughing it camping by any means.
It's glamping.
But it's also, it's like where they have the Orange Blossom Jamboree Festival.
Oh, some people would probably
the
know.
The River Hawk Festival and String Break Festival. They do like smaller events there, but yeah, it's a really great place.
Just look
for
up
a show.
Rock and Roll People's Party on Facebook. It's really easy to find.
It's
got
like,
all the details there.
It's like, one of my favorite bands from Florida, my favorite Florida bands is playing tomorrow at 5. So I know I'm going to be there that by then to see them. Have Gun Will Travel. They're playing. Are they playing right before your set?
I think maybe.
Like
I
one or two bands before later. You guys.
Yeah, I think they might be playing right before us, but I think they might be playing at 7 or 6 or something.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell me that. I still need to get there early.
Okay, yeah.
So,
like legendary JCs are going to be there.
Yeah, the legendary JCs are the headliner tomorrow night.
Yep.
And Biebs and Her Moneymakers are playing. And the Ludes are playing. Milka. Kaylee Baker with a full band. Awesome. Thomas Wynn and the Believers. So many more. And like... I guess the way it's closing out on Saturday night is Lake County's premier Black Sabbath cover band.
Very
it's
cool.
Closing out the
Very
party on Saturday.
Cool.
It's gonna be fun.
That being said, Lainey,
okay,
would you do the honors?
Oh yeah, sure. Okay. So this next song is a real uplifting song. About being depressed. It's a song off of my most recent record, and the song is called Who Could Love, and I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend and all that jazz. All right. Tired and thankless, no room for the vanquished. The man at the banquet says there's plenty of food, just not for you. And there's no point in fighting, I used to play nicely, but damn, Aphrodite's got a hold on me. I'm not the person I used to be, and no one stays in their infancy. And I'm leaving my history. Kicking the old drugs and to the man up above, let me go my way. I've no reason to stay, and I'm staring at pages lost in the spaces. Can't get what they're saying. What's that say about me? I'm not the person I used to be, and no one stays in the infancy, and I'm leaving my history.
Goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
Thanks.
That's one of those songs, and all kidding aside, I could listen. I just don't want it to end. I just want it to keep going for the rest of my life.
Well, thanks. Truthfully, I had the solo section there.
Yeah.
And normally I do that with a band, and I've never done it with
that.
Like,
was
just
fucking
doing,
kick ass.
It was so really good.
It was either going to crash or burn or something.
Yeah, well, you did it. No, you did it.
No crashing and burning.
I tell you what, guys, this is one of these Ono showcases you're going to want to check up on later on our YouTube channel. We'll post video of these performances. And is there anything else? I mean, apart from the shows that we've already promoted, is there anything else you really want to get out there, Lainey?
Well, hey, I just want to tell people out there in the world, you know, whatever you're doing in this world, just do it with love and truth and do it honestly. And that's all that really matters. It's just, it's like, be beyond yourself. It's so easy to get wrapped up and like worried about yourself. And, you know, really just worry about others and you're going to make it through it.
Hell yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Cheers.
Lainey, thank you so much for coming.
Seriously, thanks for having me.
Seriously,
it was fun.
Been an absolute great
looking forward to the show on Sunday.
Yes,
hell yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, see you there, guys. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Jessica, you knocked it out of the park with this one, so thank
nice
you very
job,
much, as you always do. Guys, we are going to take a 15-minute break or so. We'll try not to be too long. We'll be back with a regular Ono Radio show after the break. Jessica, you got anything you want to throw in there before we roll out?
No.
Not no? Fair enough.
I want to throw in a nap. Come to Southern Fried Sunday on Sunday.
There we go.
See Lainey live.
Exactly.
With the
exactly.
full band. Get an opportunity to see her in person.
And here's some of Lainey's album, latest album, as we go to break. So I'll let you enjoy that while we do our thing. Yeah, like I said, we'll be right back. It's the Ono Radio Show. Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Take a southbound train to a dead end street where the dead beats meet on the losing streak. Have my fill of work, gonna stay